Hello and welcome back to another episode of Inspiring Parents. I'm Marilyn Forman from marilynforman.com, and today I want to honor you, is the best way to put it. As I go through my life and through my coaching and through the world, I look at parents and I see what you've stepped into, that role you've stepped into. And, you know, that may seem like a simple thing to you, or not, because being a parent is so, it's a big job, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of love, it's a lot of rewards. It's absolutely wonderful, and it's scary and terrifying sometimes. But in all that, you, as a person, as a spirit, has stepped into that role. You have volunteered to be that person who is standing for a child, another being that's come onto the planet to do something. And so that's why I honor you, because it's not just that you're a parent, which is amazing as it is, but it's that you have volunteered for this position that has such a profound impact on you in how you parent, what you witness for your child. It impacts your child intensely, and it impacts the world, because what you do and the position you stand for, that protection you stand for this other being, is allowing this child to grow up in a world that is new and different from what you're used to. And still, you're holding that space for them. I think about that because, as I've shared before, we are heading into a very different world. We're on the, well, I was going to say the precipice of a big change, but it's not the precipice. We're in the middle of the rolling energetic of change. We are moving away from that competitive, logical thinking and into a more collaborative and more creative and empathetic thinking. The world is shifting in that direction, and you can watch that as you see things change. If you see how people do business, a lot of people are not working as employees anymore. They're actually doing a home-based business so they can spend more time doing what they love, or spending more time with family and doing things that they love. They still are being a little competitive because that whole mentality is still there, but they also are looking at changing and bringing more of a collaboration in. They're doing things together, and these are our children are the ones that have shown up for this part of human evolution. So that fascinates me, to see who these kids are and what they've come here to do, to bring, to be, and what your position is in observing and being a part of that. So part of that, you know, is realizing that they are growing up in a world that you can't even relate to. I mean, you can at this present time, but it's heading into a direction that you are going to have to grow with them. So it's very much letting go of old parenting styles and building more a relationship with the actual person that your child is, and growing with them, being there to support them, and learning from them as what they are bringing to it. Because what are they telling you? Even at 2 years old, as soon as they learn to talk, what are they saying? You know, have they got a message that they're starting to relay to you? And to be able to be present and listening for that is profound. I remember when my daughter was just learned how to talk, what she would say. And if I were to really listen from a place of, this is another being that's sharing their perspective with me, it was profound what she would say. But if I was being the, you know, superior parent and, oh, you know, being the boss and telling her, no, dear, that's not how it is, rather than listening, I would have missed out on a lot of things and I did miss out on a lot of things because it's very hard to be present in every moment. But I'm thinking of, you know, what these kids are bringing to the world, and to be able to connect with them at a way, on a level, spirit to spirit, who you have volunteered to be and who they have come here to be, can be very, coming at it from that angle as opposed to a parent-child is very different. And that's why I wanted to honor you for who you are and what you bring to this relationship. And the wonderful protection and loving impact you're having on your child and holding them in a space where they can evolve into who they have come here to be and to have the confidence, that self-esteem, to be who they've come here to be. And you know I'm all about coaching and building relationships and building self-esteem, so this is, you know, right up my alley. I wanted to honor you for that. And I hope that you honor yourself for that. You stand a little taller in who you are and what you're caring for and how you're doing it. So I thank you. On behalf of the next generation and the future world, I thank you for holding that position and being who you are. And I hope to continue to inspire you, to learn from you, to teach you in any way I can, because that's who I've come here to be. Thank you so much for listening. I wanted to share with you that I will be part of a telesummit that you might be interested in. I'm the first speaker on a telesummit called 7 Geniuses in 7 Days. You can probably Google that. Or if you're on my newsletter list, you just got a notification about it. If you want to get on my newsletter list, go to marilynforeman.com, and I do two things. I have a Create a Life You Love ebook, but I also have a Building Self-Esteem ebook for parents. Get on that list and you will be given more information. And also follow my Facebook page on Inspired Parenting, and you'll learn more about that. If you need to know and you can't find it that way, just email me, marilyn@marilynforeman.com. Have a fabulous day, and thank you so much for being here and being you.